Hello and welcome to Food Neighbours on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Matosinhos, right north from Porto. Juajeros de França has got the reputation of being the best street to eat fish in the region. That's no surprise, as it gets fresh produce delivered directly to the doors and outdoor grills of its restaurants daily. Saima Tarik goes for a walk around the neighborhood with Francesca Savoldi, an urban researcher who runs tours for culinary backstreets in Portugal, to discover the story of this humble oceanside neighborhood and its best place for a local chow down.
So I'm with Francesca Savoldi, tour guide for culinary backstreets in Portugal. Hi, Francesca.
Hi.
Where are we right now?
We are in Matosinhos, on the ocean. It's a city which belongs to the greater Porto. It's 10 kilometers away from the city. It has an industrial air, and all the story of the city is related to the fish industry. It became a city in 1984, before it was just a little town. All the dynamic of development have been during last century related to the fishing community, but also to the tinned fish industry. There were many factories that now are abandoned. There is just one or a couple of them. The most important is Pinhais. And it is an industry that developed especially during the Second World War, when Portugal was keeping its neutrality. But then it declined more or less during the 70s. And now, as you maybe see, you can see many abandoned warehouses. The most important factory is Pinhais, as I was saying. And all the sardines that arrive every day in the port, which are like 1,000 kilos every day, very fresh, they are immediately eaten, and the product is then exported completely to the United States. Despite the industrial past, the present is still very much related to the ocean. You see, there are a lot of seagulls and activities, people are moving with the fish, and the port here is still important.
Why do you think Matosinhos is known as the best place to eat fish in Portugal? Is the produce just better?
Probably because it is the most fresh, but probably it is related to also the distance between where the fish is consumed and where the fish actually arrive. There is a market in Matosinhos where the fish is still sold, and you can see the past as well as the present. The fish industry is shrinking, comparing to the activity that was in the 50s or until the 70s. And part of this economical activity is being absorbed by tourism, because in Matosinhos there are two ports. One is a cruise terminal now, where tourists arrive, they cross the market, they don't buy fish, of course, and they go to visit the city, Matosinhos and Porto. Half of the market is dedicated to selling fish, with the classic as the past, the women selling fish. The other half of the market is an incubator for design related to the university. The design here is important because Porto is already an important reference in the country as well as internationally. There is another important thing from the point of view of architecture and design, which are the pool designed by the famous Portuguese architect Siza, Álvaro Siza, who was born in Matosinhos.
So we're walking out of the port now, past the warehouses and wholesale markets selling crates of fish, at the moment sardines because they're in season. Barbecues are fired up. There are a few restaurants here that seem a bit fancier than the others, but where do you recommend we eat?
As you can see, there are several. You can find sushi as well. But my favorite one is Salta o Muro.
Jump the wall.
Jump the wall, yes. And behind the wall, there is the Dockland. It's the restaurant. It has been there since ages. And the way they cook is really nice, and also it's really cozy as well. And the service is beautiful. Let's eat.
I'm in the kitchen of Salta o Muro with head chef Palmeira.
Hola.
Just cooking up a frenzy, the Friday special octopus rice. and on the grill are these beautifully glistening sardines, sea bass, and sole, which is quite a rare thing to have fresh in Portugal, but in the north it's quite a popular dish for the weekend.
Bon espeto.
Bon espeto.
Vai provar?
So this quite antiquated street at the moment is undergoing a lot of construction work. They're redoing the road, and a guy just told me that they are going to allow buses to come here, so that's obviously part of the tourism drive to get more people coming to eat here.
Yes, of course, we don't have to forget that Porto is one of the fastest growing city in terms of tourism. At the same time, the resilience here is hard, is strong. And I think nobody's going to take out from these trees this guy who has been here forever. Especially because of this 0 kilometer distance between the dockland and the restaurant.
Francesca Savoldi there in discussion with Monocle's Simon Tarik. This has been episode number 39 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening.